1390 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Joe Biden on stage on the first night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
It's been the honor of my lifetime to serve as your president. I love the job, but I love my country more.
The president stepping aside, his vice president now running for the White House in November. Kamala Harris will not be at the DNC tonight in Chicago, proving how important the swing state of Wisconsin is. She and running mate Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee, their Wisconsin appearance to be live streamed at the convention hall. Outside the United Center in Chicago, there were protests.
Riot police moving in from two sides, squeezing the protesters out of the buffer zone. After an hour, clearing the park.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman. On the scene, four people were taken into custody. Six bodies of hostages were taken on October 7th, recovered overnight by the IDF in southern Gaza operation. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Chicago is sharing part of the political spotlight with Southeast Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will be 90 minutes away, headlining a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Earlier in the day, Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha. Young voters say they're energized now that Harris is at the top of the Democratic ticket. They say appealing to young voters also requires a personal touch.
Take out your phone, text five friends, text five family members, tell them to go to the polls, help them register to vote. And I think, you know, doing that peer-to-peer organizing is really what's going to help us motivate and mobilize young voters.
18-year-old delegate Henry Paolo is from Maribel. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Public Works Department has announced household overflow trash collection for the week of September 9th through the 13th. That week, Green Bay residents can place up to four 32-gallon plastic bags of overflow household trash next to their city-issued trash cart for free curbside collection. Residents will be charged for extra bags. They will not collect construction, remodeling, or demolition waste, electronics, appliances, or move-out debris. Football season's closing in. The Packers organization still needs to hire more people for game day and seasonal positions. To do so, they're having several walk-in job fairs today and a week from today from 4 till 6 at the Johnsonville Tailgate Village. Applicants must be at least 16 years old for guest services and security positions. People can also apply online at packers.com/employment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers are in St. Louis tonight to take on the Cardinals, who are in second place, 11 games behind Milwaukee. The crew coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians over the weekend. NFL, the Packers back at practice after losing to the Broncos 27-2 Sunday night. On Thursday, they'll host the Ravens for a joint practice session, then play their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Hockey, it was announced that both the Badgers women's and men's hockey teams will compete outdoors in Chicago on Saturday, January 4th, the Badgers women's team against Ohio State, the men's team against Michigan State, the Badgers men's head coach Mike Hastings on getting the chance to play an outdoor hockey game inside Wrigley Field.
Iconic place to go and watch a baseball game, let alone a hockey game. With having the Winter Classic, having the Big Ten presence, having our women's program there, these are opportunities that are lifelong memories.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 70s this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s. Same for Thursday, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33 from the DNC. Hour number two, Dr. Kristen Lierley, now an official candidate. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. What an interesting past hour. We talked with someone who works on Feed My Starving Children, yep. Right, at Worldwide Hunger. And then Robert or Bob in here from Paul's Pantry just talking about the 1,200 households, not families, households that they serve a week.
So think about 12 times four generally.
Right. But just how great of a community that is, that our guests there. I mean,
we're just talking. He said from where it started, and he said, you're right about couple cans of beans here or so and so there to this, right. What it's become.
Yeah, it's
but you know what though?
Largest.
Here's
the
thing we didn't talk about enough: the generosity of the
community,
regular people in the community who do that. And so we're not talking all Leo Frigos was a multi-millionaire type thing, right? Wasn't he? Or
he was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's not. It might be people, you know, just normal people with three kids and whatever. But they go to the store and it's like, you know what? Let's take one other bag. And let's buy stuff for the pantry.
Right.
I think those are the people that are under the radar that need a lot of appreciation.
And Leo Frigo, and you and I knew him quite well. You know, when he sold, it was Frigo cheese, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
But he could have totally teed it up down in Florida.
Absolutely.
Could have, so many places he could have done, but he just wanted to do more and he really started this thing. It's unbelievable what he did. And they still have his overalls up on the wall from when he would go into those dumpsters.
Wow.
So yeah, just a great, great family. And you know, I think he's big family, you know, it's Frigo's, but yeah, his brother taught at St. Norbert. I had him for a teacher.
But why, you know, we talked a little bit about the dumpster thing though, but with fast food restaurants.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But they will not allow anything that's been cooked.
It's recycled, right? It's a food health
That's
concern.
What I mean. Yeah.
Having worked in that industry for a long time, like the temperature's got to be there. And if it goes beyond a certain amount of time, you just can't trust it, which is unfortunate. But it's a safety thing because somebody could turn around and
sue,
you know.
But, let's finish a sentence. Somebody could sue them. Do you know in this country we have 50 million lawsuits a year? There's only 350 million people in this whole country. 50 million. You know, and that's why, you know, we need some tort reform because it's crazy that's why. It's because they don't want to serve a cold sandwich if someone sue them that it wasn't at the right temperature.
I gotcha.
And I think, come on. I mean,
really, but people can get sick from it, too. I want to be fair to the fast food industry or any food industry. Well, I mean, you have to.
I love fast food. I'm a supporter.
there's just a fine line between.
Beef?
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand
but
that.
It's
like I just this book I'm reading about Vietnam, this medic over there, and he got called out for had to go into Cambodia. These guys were all so sick, it was unbelievable. And they thought they'd been but it was food poisoning from some stuff people had shipped over
yeah.
and had spoiled and they didn't know it, and these Cambodians ate it, and they had food poisoning so bad, they were afraid the whole complex was going to be overrun because none of that. They're all laying on the ground, throwing up and doing whatever, whatever.
That's terrible.
Because of food poisoning that people, out of the goodness of their heart, sent them.
Yeah.
So,
No, I think there are some rules for that. I just wanted to. I saw this interview.
I know, but I think if you get there within 2 minutes of expiration and you're there with your money in hand, you should be able to get that Angus beef. That's all I'm saying.
Sign
it's
a waiver.
Not, it's not about the rules. How does it affect me, John Minow?
Yeah, I know. We're learning that. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, it's great to live in a community that has that. And then, you know, of course, the new community shelter that serves a hot meal every evening at 5 o'clock. That's cool, too. And then they got the groceries. And, you know, we have to do a little better job, as he said, on housing and some... I don't believe in what rent controls, but we have to just have more affordable quality housing. And people say, well, that's affordable housing over there. Yeah, you wouldn't live there. So we have to work on that, too. But I think the fact that we're talking about it is healthy.
But there is, you know, one thing. We didn't get into it too deep with Bob. But one of the things is, you know, like we talked about, there are, when you think of homeless or people that need to go to a food pantry, like we said, they didn't start out that way. Many of these people, circumstances just happened. And it's like, try finding a cheap apartment that you would live in these days that you'd be okay with your kids living in and whatever.
And that is so true that it, and you know, what do they say? We're two checks away or three or two,
right.
You know, from talking to this guy last night, you know, I had this discussion group at a new community shelter every Monday at 7. And this guy was, had a great job and you know, a really great job and, and little alcohol, a little bad decision-making and, you know, he'll get back there. And I told him that, too. I said, look, you know, and articulate and hardworking. And, but he's in a homeless shelter right now.
Yeah.
And he was working for this guy's like a licensed welder.
Yeah.
Working for a good company. And, you know, he wants to get back there. And he will. But it's just, it's nice that he has us right now. And when he gets started, he's got Paul's Pantry. And so, anyway, the community does well. But I just want to echo what, what Rob said, what Bob said about volunteers. You know, they don't have money for a payroll. Neither do we. So you need volunteers to come in, serve the food over there. I'm sure you volunteered over there because a lot of high school groups go over there. But just sorting the things, like you said, stacking the shelves. And then, you know, if you want to work when people come through, they always need people.
We had a group in Appleton once at the Veterans Village called Feeding America. Mm-hmm. And they would come, same thing for our veterans. Because we had so many of the veterans. It was many of them were on the VASH program. You know, when you're a veteran, the government subsidizes and those kind of things.
It's the voucher program.
VASH vouchers. But they didn't have a lot of other money, you know, and a lot of them were, you know, the wives had died or divorced. And, you know, many of them had had, you know, jobs. And then I'll be honest with you, I hate to say it, but I mean, you know, you can talk about fentanyl, which is a horrific, horrific thing and these terrible things. But alcohol,
oh my God,
is really devastating.
And we can't.
It's devastating. And so many of my guys that had happened lost their job, were recovering type things, but didn't have enough for the food. So when those food trucks would come in, wow, that was Christmas Day for them. But I don't know if we talk enough about alcohol being such, you know, because we're all such social drinkers and we laugh that Wisconsin's the drunkest state. Well, it's devastating, isn't it, though?
It is, and I think you
and
make
it's easy.
A good,
go and get a bottle of vodka
but
for
the
$8.
The supply is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The access to it. But, you know, and look, I don't want to be a teetotaler here, but I just hope that the talk of you know, cocaine, marijuana, fentanyl doesn't overshadow the bigger problem, which is alcohol. You talk to these guys that I talked to at the shelter. They haven't done cocaine. They haven't done fentanyl, but they... 70% of them, John, 70%, 7 out of 10 have had, they're the alcoholics. So,
I mean, but again, it's so easy.
Yeah. And anyway, there's some other, it's too easy.
Too easy. Way too easy. Too easy within reach and whatever. And I agree.
So anyway, that's something, but we have a lot of programs for that too. We've got, there's AA meetings every day in Green Bay and just go online, find one. There's some that you can do Zoom. There's some you can go to and you got to get started. And the thing with alcoholism, and I don't know a lot about it, but I'd like to think I know more than, I know a hell of a lot more than I used to know about it now after working at the shelter, but it is it's treatable, but you're the one who's going to treat it. It's not a doctor. It's not a shot. It's you that's got to go through these 10 steps or maybe, is it 12? Somebody corrected me last time I did that, but I said that. You know?
I think 12. I think
it's 12. It's 12. Yeah. Okay, yeah. 12. So
12-step program?
I have to get back to those last two.
But you know anyway. What? I think, okay, I'm not going to argue on the merits of that because that's saved a lot of people, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
But there's one of the guys that I've dealt with. He's a sports writer, big-time sports writer. He does a national sports show, and he got, you know, went into the downward spiral. Very amazing. He's making $300,000 a year, okay? And he said he didn't want to go through all those things because in some of them it was kind of humiliating where you had to go back to your friends and talk about, I'm sorry, when whatever.
It's like, that's a step.
I can't do that. I can't do that. So he did. He beat it himself. But sometimes people are a little, it's like, I don't want to be all in for that. But I've got so many friends who have had those issues and it just came upon them just out of the blue. It's not like, I think I'm going to go snort some heroin today or give myself a shot of something of crystal meth. It's like, no, I'm just going to go to Quick Trip and buy a bottle of vodka.
Yep.
And that's how so many of the people they spiraled into.
And nobody says, don't do that. You know, with alcohol. I mean, it's just. So anyway, I think. The good thing is there's a whole lot of recovery out there.
And you, I'm sure, have done this too. You've been someplace and somebody says, hey, let me make you drink. No, I don't drink. Wow, what's the matter with you? True? What's your problem?
Very true.
Hey, do you hear about Bobby? Why? He's not drinking all of a sudden.
But then you need new friends. If that's what they're judging you on, you need new friends. But anyway, that's something. We'll get Larry back on here. We had Larry, who's that alcohol and drug counselor, on here. About 10 months ago, but he just, I was sad to hear Robert say he's never seen it in 40 years. Larry's been in the business 30 years and has never seen it this bad. So we're just not doing something right.
Yeah.
I think we're doing a lot, but we're just missing something because we have more homeless now than we've ever had before.
Well, that's what I was asking about those numbers alcoholism. Too.
Yeah.
And even with Vanessa, same thing. It's like, we're doing all these things, but it doesn't seem like we're
moving the needle.
No.
I know.
Because I think
moving the ball.
I think it's great that we're looking at the actual ways to fix these specific things, but I think the larger issue is, like you both said this morning, you fall down your basement stairs and you have to have surgery.
And you don't have insurance.
Even if you have insurance,
you
could be screwed.
Yes.
Depending on how good that insurance is, what it covers, and what you're able to put toward a payment every month to pay that off.
I mean, having $100,000 medical bill isn't that big of a deal anymore.
No.
That can be so easy for that to happen.
But with that, I just...
dental, like I said, I'm a Medicare.
$2,600 could do some...
$2,800 before I walked to the dentist's office the other day. Yeah. I had a fork over.
Yep.
For one tooth.
Yeah.
$2,800.
There's a lady that I work with and she's just struggling. I mean, school, this is a tough time for parents because school's expensive, clothes are expensive. And anyway, her car broke down and she started a GoFundMe page. And I'm like, just send me the link. And, you know, so I didn't go to dinner last night, sent $50, but just, you know, we're not that far away is my point.
I agree.
And there's a lot of people that, you know, they need help.
Got a nice text here, Jim. It says this to you. You are moving the needle. 170 people at the shelter see it.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Very nice. Yeah, it was. We're trying. But it takes all of us, right? So
does your intern, Ryan, get extra points for that?
Ryan's not.
I'm a student.
It's kind of funny because it was actually from Brian. So maybe it's Ryan.
Thank you, Brian. I will tell you, though, Johnny, I did tell my students yesterday that, you know, we're going to learn about business but that we're going to learn about profit, but we're also going to learn about philanthropy. And that's giving back, you know, and that you need to do that. And I'd like you to come to the shelter and serve a meal, not to scare you into, oh my God, I'm going to end up here, to say, look, you're going to be successful. You need to give something back.
And that's a great place. Is part of your community too.
It totally is.
It's not just Lambeau Field and Titletown and whatever. This is as much a part of your community as all the flashy things.
I may have said that. Yeah.
We got to set a quick break. Back after this. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Myself, I got nothing to
prove. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Mino from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us live on location Tuesday morning, August 27th from 6 to 9. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. Even the Packer Band will be there.
Can't make it in the morning? Swing by their open house from noon till 6. Enjoy snacks, sign up for prizes, and take a tour.
Love what you see? Well, then be the first to book the house for your green and gold bash before somebody else grabs it. That's Tuesday morning, August 27th, live from 6 to 9.
See you there.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
So remember when we were driving. Great song, Tracy Chapman. I liked her version a lot more than
Luke Combs.
Anyway,
they were similar. Like, he didn't
but it's weird when he says about taking care of his husband or something, or my guy's going to... Yeah. You know what I mean? It was just, I wish you would have changed it around just a little. It's like, well, you just completely stole her song with all the lyrics. That was a big hit for him, though. Really big hit.
It was a big hit, and it really brought her back into light. I think what happened?
Was she a one-hit wonder, kind of?
Well, she had a number of hits. Like, okay. I would say three or four that were relatively decent up until the early 90s. But then the last performance she did was back on Letterman's show before he retired. And she didn't do any other live performances until that Grammy night with Luke Combs last year.
She had such a great voice. Oh, my goodness. Still does.
Just a great songwriter.
Absolutely. Got text here. Let's make fun of Milton now. Jim's getting too comfy.
Let me dog out of it.
Let's go.
We'll talk about something else. Hey, just in the news, and I know it's not political, but do you remember that Phil Donahue show?
Yeah.
Did you watch that as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That was big. That was really popular.
And that was back when talk shows were like that, but they were also they weren't making a big deal of, you know what? They were glamorizing stuff.
Yeah.
It was like they were actually talking about issues.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, maybe Bob Newhart would come on with Don Rickles and they'd have a laugh fest, but they weren't doing like sensational stuff like Maury Povich and all that. They were talking about real issues in our community, in our country.
But remember Sally Jesse Raphael?
Yep. Jenny Jones was there
Jenny
for a while.
Jones. Yeah. I liked her. The one that lost like 100 pounds.
Ricky Lake. Yeah.
There were so many of them. But then what's his name kind of took it into a different direction. Who's the guy? Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
That one kind of crazy. Maury Povich had one.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was in Detroit or in Flint and we used to watch Detroit TV, Channel 50. And this guy, this legendary guy in Detroit would always try to get on the most controversial guys possible. And had this one guy on who was a total like Ku Klux Klan leader for the Detroit area and stuff like that. And he's not, well, you know, bleeps, blah, blah, blah. And I remember, but he's always that guy that wanted that dramatic thing that people are going to talk about the next day.
Sensationalizing it.
And his last thing was, thank you for being here. I just want to say one more thing. You know, what's that? I'd like to spit in your face. We'll be back again tomorrow. You know what I mean? Those guys always would have one thing where it's like
the last word.
It was like the water cooler thing where it's like
cool.
The next day. Did you see?
Yeah.
You know? And that's like what I was talking about with Dan Rather, where it's like he became the story at times.
Yeah.
You know,
remember the time there was a story about him, like something about a taxi and he's
walking down the street.
Okay.
And somebody started beating him up, say, what's the frequency, Kenneth? What's the frequency, Kenneth? And it turned out it really did happen with a guy who had issues and was about something. And it like really did happen. But people thought he was making it up. Is that? No. You're thinking about a different one with the taxi driver. Got all mad at him and wouldn't drop him off and was going really fast or something?
I'm not sure.
I
remember the what's the frequency, but I thought there was a time something about a cab, but that he kind of lied about whatever.
Yes.
And then REM had a song.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which was a great song.
Yes.
I'm trying to pull up right now.
Yeah. But those guys, I will say this. I couldn't name like a national correspondent on any network right now.
No.
In those days, they were rock stars.
Yep.
They were rock stars. Peter Jennings. Yep.
David Muir
Tom
would like
Brokaw.
You to. David Muir would like to. He'd like you to mention his name. I just want to say that, but
he's too pretty.
And he's pretty popular.
I know,
too,
but he's too pretty.
He spoke at Madison for the graduation.
Well, he should be the moderator for the debate, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I, yeah. Did he get that? Didn't they back away from him? I don't know that. I don't know that. But he's.
I like the guys that have a few scars and stuff.
Huh?
I like the guys that have a few scars and tattoos. Him. No.
But yeah, he.
That guy just walked in. He's got some scars and tattoos.
So David Muir, I got to say this: David Muir and Brian Williams both have something interesting about them. They have a deformed face, where it kind of curves down near their chin, but you don't see it because if you watch them, they look at the camera off to the side.
Really?
Honest to goodness, if you look at any video of those two men, they always looked at the camera off to the side.
And they made it that big?
Yes.
Because I've got a deformed face.
Yes.
Yes.
But you can't. Okay. No matter what angle you're at, Johnny.
I was expecting, no you don't. What are you talking about?
It's painfully
instead,
obvious.
Both of you guys at the same time said, yes. Mm-hmm. I can't wear.
Notice the hesitation.
When I wear glasses.
Yeah.
People are like, your glasses are crooked. It's because one ear is lower than the other.
You got to bend your frames a little bit to fix that.
Yeah. See that? Look at this. Do you see that? Yeah.
I think everybody's got that, though.
My mom said, though, that's because it was a real tough birth, and they had to use the tongs or something to pull me out. That's a true story. My mom. Oh, yeah. Josephine was lying, Jim. Josephine lied about that.
They had to use the jaws of life to get them out of there.
Mothers say stuff.
They wouldn't even let. They said I was so deformed, my head was so misshapen. They wouldn't even let her see me.
John, this is so true. Not true. Let's go to break.
This is the honest to God truth. This is a family tradition. Talk about how my head was so misshapen that they wouldn't let my mom see me.
I can't believe she told you that story. That is not something Josephine would have told you. That, look, you were so ugly, they wouldn't let me see you. That is a mother's statement. No,
it's true.
There's not a mother in the world who would have said that. That
so
is
then
not
my
true.
Dad saw me?
Your dad may have said that.
And he came back and goes, what the hell happened to him? Swear to God. I'm not lying about that.
So, Jim, when we wonder why Mino is Mino, now we know.
Because of
all these comments.
That would scar someone.
It has.
Yeah.
And the tongs maybe had something to do with it.
But those tongs, that's true that they use those.
I know. Look at my head.
I think they call them forceps. But,
yeah, they do call that.
Yes.
Tongs really don't have the sides. But anyway, yeah. I don't think that, of course, that's just cartilage. That could have moved, I guess, your ear, right? You're right, because it's all cartilage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bone, so.
And that's where I've got one eye that's lower than the other. I am misshapen.
Okay, as somebody just texted in. It keeps coming in. Face for radio. Face for radio. So,
yeah.
Anyway, well, I'm glad you're here. All right. This is going to be fun, this next guest, right?
Well, let's bring him on. We love this guy. Sean Katzbeck. Marinette's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues coming up. He's the marketing and tourism director for that great area. And he's always fun to have on the show.
At 45 minutes, right? About to get there?
Yeah. Yeah.
47, maybe.
For me,
depends on if there are any cops around Peshtigo. Because as soon as Peshtigo is the northeast of Wisconsin's version of Rosendale.
Right, that is true.
Because you're going from 65 to 30 in like a real short amount of time.
All right, so let's just give it the 47 minutes then. But man, you can be in a different place.
And if you get behind a big milk truck between.
That's the killer.
Oh.
That's the killer.
Yeah.
And, then I got to. Pass them, and then I got to roll the window down, get my hand up, and just...
Although it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier going from Green Bay to Marinette than it is my hometown area there to Marinette. So it's all two-lane, pretty much, from there to there.
Totally. That was, like, when we were up in Ephraim, it was great going to Sturgeon Bay, because that's all four lanes.
But then
it's... I know. And you get behind... And is everyone pulling a camper? I mean...
Yes.
They should have a camper lane.
Wow.
Or they should pull over. Like I said to Donald, look, we're in a parade. I mean, it was just unbelievable how many cars. Anyway.
You got to get on Brittany for that. She pulls her camper to Oshkosh.
Yeah, she does.
Right.
She's one of those people.
They should have a camper lane.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean,
that's a great idea. That's a great idea, Todd.
That would be, if you go back running for office, that'll be one of your themes.
Every place will have a camper lane.
Yeah, camper lane. It's like being in a parade otherwise. Am I right?
I think a lot of people might agree with
me. Just for campers. If you're towing anything, get the hell out of my way. That's my campaign. Quick break. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pro-Palestinian protesters are making their presence felt at the DNC. Thousands of them came within two blocks of the convention yesterday. About a dozen broke through an outer perimeter fence. President Biden acknowledged them in his keynote speech last night.
Protesters out in the street, they have a point. A lot of innocent people are being killed on both sides.
Biden has said he wants to negotiate an end to the war in Gaza before he leaves office. A Milwaukee woman is sentenced to 11 years in prison for killing her sex trafficker. Crystal Kaiser pleaded guilty to reckless homicide earlier this year. She was the first woman in Wisconsin to plead for leniency because of her status as a sex trafficking victim. Her case attracted national attention. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and state and local law enforcement emphasize safe, responsible, attentive driving in I-41 work zones. Lieutenant Luke Newman with the Wisconsin State Patrol says to be careful and check 511.wi.gov before heading to the highway.
Work zones do change daily, what lanes are open and what lanes are closed. The 511 site generally tells you what information that is as well. They could take that extra couple minutes before they leave to find out what's going on.
Construction between Appleton and Green Bay on I-41 is scheduled for the next 6 years. It's almost time for the kids to head back to school. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers to pay attention and to keep kids safe. August is School Bus Safety Month. Be aware and eliminate distractions. When red lights are flashing, stop at least 20 feet away in both directions. When yellow lights are flashing, slow down. The bus is about to stop. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Donahue, known as the King of Daytime Talk pre-Oprah Winfrey, passed on Sunday, August 18th. He started his TV talk show career in Dayton, Ohio, tackling current events even if they made people uncomfortable. It was when he moved the show to Chicago and added a studio audience that the show became wildly popular before moving to New York in 1985. Donahue was the winner of 20 Emmy Awards, 10 as a host and 10 for his show. Oprah Winfrey, who took over the title as daytime talk show champ, wrote in O, the Oprah Winfrey magazine, that if there had been no Phil Donahue show, there would have been no Oprah Winfrey show. According to People magazine, Donahue was the first mainstream talker to acknowledge that women were interested in things other than mascara and cake recipes. In May of this year, Phil Donahue was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 70s this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s. Same for Thursday, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Pete Schwabba.
The next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Sean Katbeck from Marinette going to be joining us in a second. First, once again, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Let me take this one.
Walk over into your house on draft day. They're going to say, man, you got some cool windows and doors.
No draft.
I like that.
But we just finished the house walk. We had 40 houses. I live in a kind of a historic neighborhood. And we did the house walk. And Pella has a big special on doors right now. And what a statement that your house can make with a door. And you might look and say, well, we've always had this door. But when they come and they show you different glasses, you know, you can have the etched. Yep. You can, some of them might, you know, maybe a little at the cross. But just different things you can do and then different colors. And it's really like, wow, that's pretty cool. And, you know, they work out the pricing too. But that was fun. That was like a family dinner thing, selecting the door. And it was good. And I just think it's really important. And look, not just for historic homes, every home needs a good door.
Absolutely. So, now, you know, what's interesting is the technology built into it as well. Because, like, there's certain things that happen when heat hits it, when cold hurts it, and they've figured that out. Yeah. And so your fuel efficiency goes through the roof.
And when we would help people, because people complain about, you know, their electric bill, and you're really not going to get We Energies to lower your rate. I mean, you can it's Monopoly.
Exactly.
But what you can do is windows and doors, number one. Absolutely number one to reduce. Everybody talks about, I need more insulation. I go, got to go from R this to R that, or I got to. But windows and doors is the answer. And Pella's got a big special going on. And different designs, they come in. And it's kind of cool because Johnny's been at my house. And, you know, they can do arched windows. They can do different panes. And it's just
well, you know,
cool.
We talk about those in Marinette. We're going to be talking about Marinette here. When you're pulling into Marinette and there's that big funeral home right in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And some
of
those houses right around that. Yep. Man, are those historic houses that have really been taken care of.
Yeah.
I love that funeral home.
No, it's Hanson Onion Martell. Interesting part of that is John Martell is a very accomplished piano player.
Oh, cool.
He's a really well-known person in our community.
And I bet he takes great, you know, that
absolutely
place looks good. So but it's the Pella windows and doors that make that place look
good. You know
what
else is still standing in Marinette? Do you guys use it all? The old depot. That's still standing, right?
Yes, it is. This old depot is there, and I would love, I had designs of opening my own marketing company.
Yeah,
and I
doing
wanted
something
to,
with that.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, and I just thought, man, that is such a cool building. It used to, they actually changed it to the Hair Depot, and it was for beauticians, and then they moved out. But there's a lot.
I love those old kinds of buildings.
Yeah.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah. That's why it's empty.
Probably because it's a wood structure.
Yeah. The Republican Party's in there. That's about it.
It's not empty. But I was just I know. But with I just want to say that Pella's a sponsor of ours. I use them. And I just, last plug for them is, when they come over with their, I don't know, what's it called, a laptop or tablet or something, and then they can just show you right there what it looks like instead of, you know.
It's amazing.
Pictures aren't like the same thing as when you really see it there. So anyway,
absolutely.
I love Pella Windows and Doors. I know they got specials going on. It's go to the website, which is Pella Windows, what is it?
W-I.
PellaWI.com.
Thank you, Johnny. Well, Sean, let's talk a little bit about Marinette's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues coming up.
I would love to, but I first have to find out. Did your mother say tongs or you came out with thongs?
Okay, can we move on? Really?
Wow. And maybe that was why nobody wanted to see it.
You know, that's why your dad was embarrassed.
The only thing worse than people not listening is people listening. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing
great. I got to tell you, I had my daughter and two of my granddaughters in Marinette a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
So we went up to Buddy DeYoung Zoo.
Oh, that is so cool. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And we were at the Riverside Yep. Motel, Best Western right there.
Best Western right there.
And they just, we went walking down by where the boats were. They just loved, they thought that was the coolest thing, but they were amazed seeing those Navy ships over there. And they're like, oh, we'd love to go inside that. But then I was talking with some of the Navy guys at the, and they're like, yeah, we would love to have people come through, but
absolutely
liabilities with the construction companies and things. But what a marketing that thing would be if people could look at those.
You could partner with, I just think that that's,
Absolutely.
That's just something you're not going to find in,
in the country.
Probably the only country.
The only thing
down in Louisiana has another that's a competitor of theirs. But and I don't know if they offer tours, but what a cool thing to show up. I would be so proud of those things, which I'm sure they are.
You know, the only thing that I really can market with it, and I kind of do it on a little bit of the down low, is that you can kayak right up to next to them.
Oh, that's cool. So they launch them down there? Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to get overly zealous with that.
Right.
Because you don't want to upset maybe, you know, the biggest employer of the city.
I'd back off.
All of a sudden the buoys are out there. Don't come any closer. So, yeah.
Well, anyway, shore patrol.
You've got a great, great community up there.
Yeah,
you just
we
talk
do.
About the,
And you fun run things.
It. Yeah, and Blues, Brews, and Barbecues is coming up. And this year we decided to really kind of step up the game quite a bit, and we have two artists. So it's always difficult finding blues artists. You know, I mean, they're a breed onto their own. And I hired two guys out of Chicago. Both are on tour. One is in the Blues Hall of Fame.
Wow.
So Joe Moss and the Joe Moss Band is in the Blues Hall of Fame. Toronzo right now has the number one album in blues charted. I mean, you go
Holy cow, and you look
up Electric Blues, which Electric Blues is only just saying that, okay, we use an electric guitar and an electric bass instead of, you know, more organic stuff. And he's got the last I looked, which was last week, he was the number one. He had the number one song, the number two, the number four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10 songs.
That's incredible.
Ahead of Buddy Guy, Joe Bonamassa. So we are really trying to pick up that and really make it something special.
Wow. That is top shelf, top line.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we checked off the blues. Let's go to the brews.
Yeah, the brews, what we're doing, we have an award-winning brewery in the city of Marinette. The Rail House Brewery has won several craft beers.
Where is that?
It's actually right across the street from another hotel, the Independence Day. So right across the street from it. So it's kind of, it's by Menards.
If
you see Menards off the highway.
Sure, absolutely.
Right in that same area.
Okay.
And they usually have anywhere from 17 to 20 craft beers. They Triangle picked them up. So Triangle does distribute them in Northeast Wisconsin. So we have them as the craft beer component side of it. And then as far as barbecue goes, we've got some, I mean, Primal Eats is, you know, and they've won for the past 3 years.
Good friend of mine works there, Tom.
Okay. So yeah, 3 years in a row. 3 years we've done it. 3 years in a row they've won it.
Yeah.
This year we're narrowing it a little bit, making that you can only cook brisket, which I thought was interesting because that's what they win with every year.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you guys really want to choose brisket?
So they come down from Gillette. They're in Gillette, right?
Yeah, they're in Gillette. Yeah.
Sean, do you need judges?
Yes, and I was going to actually invite
both. Those
are fun to judge, but it is fun to judge those barbecues. I'm sure you've done that, John.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's...
Well, I was coming today with that intent as well, so to extend to both of you. I'd love to have you guys as judges. I mean, if you can get there on November 2nd,
get the mayor. He's good at that. They're
The mayor's usually, he's usually one of the ones. We've also done is we're working with a couple of hotels. So, you spend a night there, and actually when push comes to shove, it's only about then $100, less than $100 for you to stay because we're kicking in, two Blues, Brews, and Barbecues VIP tickets.
Oh, wow.
So VIP tickets, what they include is a free sample from every single barbecue person, a free beverage of your choice, because some people are going to want soda or water, but you can choose a beer. So that, And then also both of the blues concerts. So you get both of them. It's $27.50.
That's incredible. I was looking to see there's got to be something more. $27.50 for all that.
Yeah. So you basically get your and you get basically your meal, your drink, and the concert.
Yeah, Sean, we were talking about with some guests on yesterday. We just talked the cost of entertainment.
Oh my goodness,
it's kind of high.
Oh, it's crazy.
I mean, $27.50 is not a lot. I mean, because some of these things are. Yeah, what a great thing to hear. And blues music is. It's unique. There was Billy Flynn here, right? He was the Green Bay guy. Was
that his name?
He did that concert every year. I did that. Anyway, that's just not as prevalent yet. There's House of Blues, you know, there's so many places to listen to blues.
I will listen to anybody that has the harmonica attached to the thing and puts I just love that.
It's pretty impressive to think that you can. I can't even chew gum and walk.
I know those guys.
I know Bob Dylan's the first one I ever saw it do it. Yeah. Then Johnny Cash actually did it for times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it really became a huge part of the blues thing because they paid homage to the blues by doing those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you say that about the cost. I've been doing some research on just other different bands. Jackson Browne. Now, when's the last time Jackson Browne had even, you know, I mean, 70s, $300,000.
Come on.
$300,000. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
If you want to bring Jackson Browne for a concert to town, $300,000.
Yep. $300K.
Wow. So,
like, okay, do you really want to try to
sell
that? Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What's his name last week, 2 weeks ago? Copacabana.
Barry Manilow. $260 for cheapest ticket.
Yeah, well, I'll bet you that he was above that number. Once again, I mean, it's just crazy.
Such a big nut to cover.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's the problem. Exactly.
Which is cool about Bruce Springsteen. It's funny we're talking about this because we talked about this in my class yesterday about, because one of them wants to be she wants to be like you. She wants to be the marketing person for the community and music. And we were talking about that, but. Bruce, and she talked about entertainment, but Bruce Springsteen, doesn't he set the top price you can charge?
And
that's why people don't get him, because it's like you have to do like a ton of concessions. Like he'll say, look, no, the top dollar for my concert is $150.
Yeah.
Oh, he caps it, you mean?
He caps it.
He caps the ticket.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's expensive, and it's very, like I said, tough to cover it. Luckily, which is kind of crazy. So Joe Moss, the guy who's in the Blues Hall of Fame, Joe and I went to high school together.
Oh, wow.
In Hoffman Estates.
Oh, nice.
Down in Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah. Sure.
So anyways, we wrestled against, we were the same basically at that time. He's still much more stealth than I am. But we used to wrestle against each other. We used to play football with so we were close friends. The craziest thing is none of us knew that he played the guitar.
Unreal.
I asked him, a couple of years, I said, Joe, why didn't you tell us? And he said, I was afraid of you guys making fun of me. I was afraid of being razzed.
Hey, where did you do radio?
And now I'm charging you.
What's your radio career background?
My radio career background started in high school sports. Didn't you start in high school sports as well? So started doing high school sports, fell in love with it.
Illinois or?
No, actually in Marinette.
Oh, okay.
I was doing the M&O conference. So Peshtigo Bulldogs, Wasaki, all those. And it was, you know, it was the Friday
love
Night
that
Lights.
Conference.
Oh my goodness. I mean, you know, it was just awesome. And then from there went to.
So what year was that?
I'm going to say 92.
Okay.
Or so in the early to mid 90s.
Peshtigo had some good football teams back then. The Bulldogs.
Yes, they did. Well, and then basketball. So Wasaki and they had Anthony Pieper who went to Marquette.
All-time leading scorer in Wisconsin.
In the state of Wisconsin. Yeah.
So, that's awesome.
So yeah, started there and then just kind of went and found out that unless you were Howard Stern, you weren't going to make any money sitting here. So I had a family.
I made $5 a game to start. It cost me more on gas money to go to the games.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
All right. Exactly.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Then what?
Then into sales. Had some great, great mentors and people. And sales just seemed to be kind of my niche. Then fell in love with marketing and just learning the.
But you're right. There's nothing like walking up to a high school football stadium on a Friday night.
No, there isn't, especially in the country.
Yeah,
you know,
small towns.
In Wasaki, we literally did the games on the sidelines in a scaffolding. You literally, when running backs were coming, you held onto the side because you thought you were going down.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Did you guys ever stop for refreshments after the game someplace on the way home?
Absolutely.
That was the best part, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Sean Katterbeck, Marinette's Blues, Brews, and Barbecue is coming up. Marketing and Tourism Director, stick around. We got to talk to you about some more things, all right?
Absolutely.
All right. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Are you curious about high grocery prices? Well, I have some news for you. A recent Federal Trade Commission report found that grocery chains like Kroger and companies like Amazon have made a lot of money since they raised prices during COVID. In fact, grocery store profits were higher in 2023 than any time in recent memory. It also turns out that prices and profits remain high even after the supply chain kinks got straightened out. So higher prices are not just supply chain drama like these retailers told us. It turns out they are making a lot of money. Well, here's a little good news. Some of them are feeling the pressure. They're lowering prices and getting the message that we won't bankroll them forever. For more money explainers, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And sat right down. Wearing the same dress, I bought them both. When I was out of town. Oh, gotta walk it off.
Hey, welcome back.
This is great music, right? I know it does. Yeah.
Hey, what's happening?
This is Toronto. This is Toronto canon.
This is the guy coming. All right. This is November 2nd. This is going to be a great afternoon. 5 o'clock?
Five o'clock to ten.
Yeah.
Two musicians. Two concerts. Both of them will be about 70 minutes or so, with a quick changeover. They bring the keyboards, they bring everything. They're, you know, the only thing they don't bring that I love is a horn section. I'm a horn section guy.
Do they smoke during their things? I remember seeing some blues guys.
Some do have one sitting
on the amp and take a couple of puffs and put it back.
That low voice talking
Absolutely.
To you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. That gravel voice.
Right? Yeah, what's going on out there? Exactly.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's going to be fun. And Sean, I want the website, but... we talked about the VIP tickets at $27.50. That includes some
meal,
of the food.
Yep.
But there's also one that doesn't.
It's just a general admission that gets you in to the concert. But then you also, all of the barbecue people will be selling stuff.
Right.
I mean, so the only one that won't be is Primal Eats because they bring all their food for free.
Yeah,
so,
they're amazing.
So even if you get a $17.50 ticket, you're getting food from them.
You know, those guys are amazing.
Those guys are awesome.
Amazing. General admission price for everything that's coming to that. The only one that I can tell you that was a lot better than this, I'm going to be honest with you.
Sure.
Saw a thing on Facebook, one of my friends. It was the big poster for the 1970 Escanaba State Fair. Tammy Wynette and George Jones.
Oh, yeah.
$1.
Wow.
And the governor was there. But George Jones and Tammy Wynette concert. $1
that
in
is...
1970.
Jeez.
Yes. And it was $1 entrance for adults.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, with inflation, that was what.
Well,
50, 60
I was working.
Years ago.
I was working
17.50.
I
bet you he's competitive.
I was making $1.35 at my brother's gas station.
I'll do the math on that.
Okay.
He's pulling out his pencil, but I'll figure it out. Okay. I do think he's still competitive. And Governor probably wanted to.
Governor Milliken.
Yeah, was Governor Milliken?
Governor Milliken.
Can you comp me?
Exactly.
Governor's a dollar, for God's sake.
Exactly. And the demolition derby was included in the fee.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
can't
this
beat that. What fuck?
$17.50. We can.
I wonder if George Jones showed up, because remember, it was what, no show Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
He would get hammered and not show up.
Yeah, he had a few too many times.
I still one of my favorite stories is when he got married to Tammy Wynette. And she's like, I'm going to straighten you out. He's like, well, good luck with that. And he's like, I need the keys. I got to go buy some booze. No, we're going to start right now. You're not doing it. Give him my keys. No. And she like threw the keys in the lake or something like that. And then she left, came back. He's gone. She gets a phone call. Tammy? Yeah, this is Joe at so-and-so's bar. You want to come down here and get George? She goes, how in the world? That's 8 miles away. Did he walk? He goes, no, I took your riding lawnmower.
Wow.
That's dedication.
The other one that, yeah, I know he had some issues, Joan Rivers. She's been here. She canceled. Remember that? 3-4 times? Carl wrote a contract. Carl Barron owned it.
Sure.
The only way, and I'm telling you, I saw the contract. The only way she couldn't be there, if she was dead.
Oh, no kidding. I got a text here. Is this a family-friendly event?
Yes, very family-friendly. Yes, it certainly is. Absolutely.
Right.
So, I mean, my kids bring my grandkids.
Beautiful.
And they're, great? You know, 8. Absolutely it is. That's why. You know, it's also another reason why I went to a craft beer kind of mentality.
Yeah.
Is just because I didn't want it to be some sort of
drunk fest.
Yeah, let's just have our Busch beer at $2.
With craft beer, you appreciate it. You kind of savor it. You taste different ones.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
And you draw a better crowd. I mean, I hate to say that, but we would get concerned sometime about having free events are great.
Yep.
A little more risk.
No, they're
I still remember the fireman's picnic in Greenville.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Remember that one?
Got bad.
It was like this huge brawl.
Right. With the cops. So, with
the police.
Greenleaf. It was Greenleaf.
Yeah.
So, anyway, these events, 1750, that's going to bring you a great crowd. And
2750 for the VIP.
Right, for the VIP.
Absolutely.
And I think I would get back to that blues music. I don't know where it's at in the ranking of music, but that's good music. And I think just even if you're not familiar, it's fun music.
It's fun music.
And that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that the second. I wrote it down.
Yeah. Well,
it's November 2nd. It's a ways out, but. You guys should just plan on that. It's a great getaway.
And if people are listening and like to go, we're going to have some tickets to give away here down the
road. Yes, you are.
Oh, cool.
Yep, you can do it right now if you want to give some away.
Well, we'll wait to have to do it.
No, okay. We're going to use it as a tease.
Yeah. Gotcha.
See, that's where Johnny runs the show.
You've been out of the biz so long.
I've been out of the biz.
Yeah.
Me and the biz.
The biz. But love your community. Really do.
Thank you. Thanks. You guys are always welcome up. I'm in the Welcome Center there Monday through Friday, a lot of times on Saturday. So I'm like Todd, you know,
always on.
Love to have you guys come up. And like I said, the big thing that I'm also excited with is if you're outside the area, you're looking for a nice weekend.
Right.
You can go to it's either the Holiday Inn Express or it's the long term stay. Both of those have and they're doing a Blues Brews and Barbecue special, and we're throwing in the tickets free. So it's a weekend type of thing where you're not going to have to pay.
I almost caused some damage in your community a couple of weeks ago.
I believe it. That doesn't surprise me.
My granddaughter wanted to get a picture with me and her on those horses that you have in the park.
Okay.
They're plastic-ish.
Yes, they are.
They're not built for...
No.
225. Yeah. 226. 226. Yeah. 226, yeah.
No, they're not.
So I was climbing. I said, this might collapse.
Yeah.
So I would have turned myself in.
You would have turned. Yeah, I bet you would.
I would have been like, run! Always great having you here, Sean. Marinette Blues, Brews, and Barbecues Marketing and Tourism Director. And love what you're doing, the enthusiasm you have for
and the fact that you're 45 minutes away. You know, it's just, that's...
We're a bedroom community, and we would love... I mean, it's a great way to get away. The fishing, especially starting like about now, it's so cool because you literally see the salmon coming up the river, and it's really fun.
If you ever run into a great, great friend of mine that I guarantee you know, Larry Epsch.
Yeah,
long-time sports. He's 94,
yep.
And he still writes articles for the paper.
Yeah, bless him. Wow.
And Larry,
he's a medic in the Korean War.
He also is just a historian.
Like,
just
you can't
a
believe.
Wealth of knowledge. Yeah.
I asked him once, like, you name the top 10 high school basketball players you ever saw in your career. And he named them so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. When 1956, there was so-and-so. There's one of those guys. It was incredible.
And
incredible.
We don't know what we had for lunch yesterday.
Remember, I got up from here during our first break. And I went to Todd. I just stood there. And he looks at me like, what's wrong? It's like, I just thought of a great guest. He goes, who is it? I said, I don't know.
I forgot.
And that was 47 seconds prior. I can't remember now.
Wow.
Yes. Sean, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Whatever we can do to support you guys, you got it.
Love the Blues.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks. All right, we're out of time. Thanks for being here, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning, Mind of the Mayor. See ya.
She didn't mean it. That's what she said. See, he was an old friend, and she lost her head. Now I know my woman is nice and kind, but now we don't know.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location for the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center in Chicago. Great guest, Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.